I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories.
Here's what to expect on this episode of The Dad Experience.
So we just got back a couple weeks ago from a Disneyland trip, and it was, you know, it's an ordeal. You take two kids, you're gone for, you know, 4 or 5 days. You know, you have car seats unless you're renting them, and if you're renting them, it's a whole nother thing. So you have car seats and strollers and clothes, and it was supposed to rain, so you have rain gear.
The Dad Experience.
Welcome again to The Dad Experience. Another day, another great episode. We're glad to have you along for the ride. This week, we're talking to Brad Woodward. Brad's from Albuquerque, New Mexico. He is a dad, but not only a dad, he's an entrepreneur. By day, he's a health technology marketer. But by night, he's got his own business called Dad's Fanny, and they're amazing bags. So you want to check them out. But not only that, we're going to talk about being a dad, organized dad, and products geared towards dad. So we're really excited to have him on the show today. Welcome, Brad, to The Dad Experience.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I'm really excited to talk to you and talk about all the great things you've got going on, not only as a dad, but as an entrepreneur as well with your business you got going. But we always like to start off our show with who lives with you at home and what's the makeup of your household?
Yeah, so it's me and my wife. We've been married for about 7 years, and we have a 4, almost 5-year-old in January, and she's in pre-K, Grayson, and then we have an 18, almost 19-month-old son, Thomas. And I think that's it. I think we're done there.
How is it having the two little ones? You're a little bit split differently, a little bit farther apart than we are. But how's it been with having? I mean, they're still pretty young and pretty close in age. How's that been for you? Has it been a help? Has it been harder?
Yeah,
is it all the above?
Yeah, I think for us it was for everybody it's different, right? Like having back to back kids for some, or you know, makes sense. For us, it was a kind of a perfect gap. You know, the older sister really, got into being the older sister, got to play that role, and was kind of old enough to feel a bit of that responsibility and enjoy it. And so for us, it was a really good gap. It also let us have a bit of time with our older, daughter for a little while, without, you know, having back-to-back kids and then now, you know, she's old enough now where she has friends and kind of her time with her Nana and Papa and grandparents, can be treasured. And then we can have one-on-one time with our son. So for us, it was a perfect mix. You know, we, as much as possible, kind of planned the timing to figure out when we could have the next one. But, yeah, it's worked out great. You know, as our son's starting to get a bit older, there's some rivalry and stuff going on there. But so far, we've loved the kind of makeup. We wouldn't change it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody would. I mean, even if you were like, for us, we were kind of like, well, we didn't necessarily want to have two right away that fast, but you know, it's not we weren't not hoping to have two either. So,
true.
But it just, you know, you take what you get and when you get it, and we're blessed. So it sounds like you guys are in a similar situation, that it was just kind of a perfect storm or perfect timing for everything.
Yeah, and do you have a girl, boy, a boy,
girl? We have two girls. Youngest is a year and a half, and our oldest is just turned 3 this past October.
Yep.
So they're cool. Still, you know, we're in the midst of the potty training thing. I think we're turned a corner now.
Nice.
But we're kind of there with the older one, and the younger one is just, you know, obviously just doing the 1.5-year-old thing still. But there's a rivalry developing between them, those two as well. It's really interesting. It's very interesting to see the 1.5-year-old demonstrate their personality and start to get a little bit more, you know, at first it was, you know, whatever my older daughter took, it was kind of, well, whatever, you know, and just kind of throw a little bit of a, you know, cry a bit and then move on. Now it's kind of getting to be where it's, you can see there's a little bit of a rivalry there, and she's starting to get that, hey, wait a minute, you can't always take everything from me or vice versa. So we're starting to see
that's
that
the age
bit.
For sure.
Yeah. We're starting to see a little bit. So you're the founder of Dad's Fanny. And, can you tell us a little bit how this started and why this started?
Yeah, totally. So it's still a total side hustle, although hopefully 2020 will make a turn into becoming more of my day-to-day, our family's kind of day-to-day business. But my background is in marketing. I run the marketing and sales for a health tech company, like a B2B company. So starting a company was really new, starting a product and, you know, manufactured goods, all of that was new. I mean, the business to consumer kind of marketing piece is probably the only piece that was somewhat familiar to me, but you know, this story is pretty, I love the story in that I just really wanted a pack for taking my daughter out on, you know, 2 hour long trips to go get breakfast or run somewhere. And, you know, at the time I was either stuffing a couple diapers in my pocket and, you know, hoping that I had wipes in the car or something, or taking the diaper bag, which we had a diaper backpack, you know, it was a nice bag. I didn't mind carrying it, but it was just a lot for just a short trip. And so, you know, I found a fanny pack. I started using that, but it was just, you know, an off the shelf kind of outdoor gears pack. And, it didn't have all the pockets, but it worked. And, around the same time I asked my wife to get me a sewing machine because I wanted to just start making stuff. I wanted to just, you know, make my daughter some onesies and just play around with it as a hobby. And one night I remember staying up until like 4 a.m. and I didn't know how to sew a zipper. I didn't know how to do anything. And I like woke my wife up and was like, look at this thing. And it's now to look at it as like this fanny pack. It's ridiculous. But I was like, you know, I made these pockets for a couple diapers and a couple wipes and check out the space. And, you know, so, I mean, that's kind of how it started. And, I linked up with a manufacturer to do some prototyping, and I learned the whole kind of, shtick as far as manufacturing goes and sourcing and materials. And, you know, 2.5-3 years later, we have a great manufacturing partnership. You know, we just ordered a huge inventory to restock all our stuff. And, you know, people are really loving kind of a pack that's dedicated towards parenting gear. I mean, you can wear it. I have a sister-in-law that wears it for hiking, but you know, the pockets are really designed for a few diapers, some wipes, you know, keys. There's a special pocket for your cell phone. And then there's this really cool thing that I don't know if you've explored it yet, but on the bottom of it, there's a zipper. And if you unzip it, it's an extension pouch for a bottle or water bottle. And it's really nice because it's there when you need it. And then you can just tuck the stuff away when you don't. And that's something on the market that I don't think any other fanny pack has, the ability to kind of have this extra pocket for water. Because as my daughter got older, that was the thing I was always having to lug around as well.
Yeah, no, yeah, I agree. That's like one of the coolest features on that bag. Not the only cool feature, but it's one of the coolest things to be able to have that, but also to be able to tuck it away when you don't use it, so it's not in the way and it's not kind of becoming cumbersome. But it's definitely, it's like, where do you carry the extra water bottle or whatever you're carrying around, or if you need the baby bottle, and it works out great for that. So, you know, you've developed this bag. There isn't a whole lot. Most of the bags that I've kind of encountered, I don't know about you, you know, I always wanted to have some sort of bag that I could use for the kids that could also transition later, maybe to use something else. And this bag for sure is very versatile for that. But why do you think that it's getting better out there? I mean, most of the bags that I've ever seen have been geared towards women carrying the diaper bag. And it kind of bothered me, which is why I kind of reached out to you, because I thought, wow, what a great concept that they're gearing one. Not that it's only geared towards dads, but it really has the dad in mind. Why do you think that was so important, or was that important to you when you were creating this bag?
Yeah, I mean, I knew there wasn't a thing that, I mean, I'm a direct consumer shopper. I shop on Instagram. I also shop in store. And I know there wasn't, unless I was going to get, you know, an overtly kind of masculine bag that had camo or something, which there's some manufacturers that do that. And there's a market for that for sure. But there was nothing in between. There was nothing that was either like overly masculine, overly feminine, that could work for mom or dad, that could work for my style. And so I found myself going towards outdoors gear or gear, you know, Patagonia brands, that type of stuff. or tech gear where it's like, there's a lot of pockets for cords and cables, but it doesn't really translate over to my day to day. And so I just, you know, we did a lot of research. We did a lot of surveying. We asked a lot of not only parents, but, you know, just people in general, and asked them, you know, questions about the type of stuff they carry, the everyday carry versus kind of the bigger pack. You know, on average, parents have almost 3 diaper bags, if you count like different slings and things, or clutches. So there's a lot of room for a product like this. But ultimately, it came down like there was nothing out there that I wanted to buy, and so I was kind of in this place where I had to either, you know, carry my wife's diaper bag, or, you know, get something that didn't really fit my needs. And, I think you're right. I think there's just not really this market commercially for dad buyers. And actually, you know, what's funny is when we initially launched, we thought that moms were going to be buying it for dads. And we quickly found that, like, I think it's like 65% of our packs sold are actually dads buying it for themselves. So from a marketing standpoint, like we still market to moms, grandparents. I mean, everybody's buying it, but, we were really surprised that like dads wanted to like own a piece of baby gear themselves. They wanted to like buy it, own it, recognize that like this was a part of their fatherhood experience. And we thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, I do too. And you know what I like too, when I'm looking, whenever we were looking for diaper bags or things like that, especially me, maybe not as my wife as much, but for me, like, you know, we have the backpack too. And then having the little bag is like we're talking now, is great to be able to just, if I wanted to go for a walk with the stroller, if I wanted to go to run up to the grocery store, I don't need to carry all that around. And this bag works perfectly for that. But what I also like and what I look for is, okay, the bag's going to last me a while. And can I transition it into something else that I can use for me? So it's not just something else you're going to sit and put on a pile somewhere that you're not going to use anymore. You're going to give it to, you know, a family member or something later down the road or totally. Whoever. And this is something that I could, like you said, I think you said was it your sister-in-law that takes it out hiking or your sister? I don't remember if you said which one you said, I'm sorry, but I know you, that people are using it for that too. So that's really cool. And like I said, if it's got a multi-use, so you can use it for the kids and it's built to last, which is really cool.
Yeah, totally. I think that's something we're still learning today, all the use cases. So we have a lot of people, outdoors people buying it, you know, hiking, that kind of stuff. We have a market of folks that are either diabetic or some kind of, a few people who have ostomy bags that, you know, you have to have carry around a lot of stuff, but you may not want to carry a bag or a purse. And water bottles for diabetics, anybody who really needs to carry around a water bottle, there's not a lot of, packs and compact packs that can do that. And so, yeah, I mean, we're totally noticing, beyond the parenting spectrum, the use cases. I mean, it's a really great, well-made pack beyond that. And the water bottle feature, I think, extends the market well beyond parenting, just having this thing that does more than one thing.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think since, you know, you talked a little bit about this, but do you think since you have created this pack that you think that, that this is helping to break down some of those maybe gender stereotypical roles for dads? You've said that a lot of the dads are starting to buy it for themselves. Have you even heard any feedback behind that or anybody, any response to as to why they're doing that? It sounds to me a little bit, you know, obviously we're not collecting data here and don't have anything statistically, but it sounds to me that, you know, at some point that some of the dads out there are starting to break some of those norms and go, wait a minute, the wife shouldn't have the bag all the time. Maybe the dad should be the one that's holding it or carrying it around. And maybe it should be something that they can use too. Have you heard any feedback from that, from any, you know, the folks that are buying it? Cause you did say that folks that are buying it are buying it for themselves, you know, too, that's what you were a little bit surprised by.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple of really good friends who have, like dad brands or different, products focused towards dads. And we've had kind of some roundtables talking about this idea of there is some purchasing power, but by no means. I mean, the purchasing power for parenting is still heavily in the mom's court today. And obviously there are also there are family makeups that are, I mean, we're talking about a kind of a male female, family dynamic, and obviously there are many other dynamics within family groups. And so, I think when I'm talking about general terms, I'm talking about like the big manufacturers of products, Skip Hop, and you know, all the stuff that you can buy and buy by baby. They notice that the purchasing power is still heavily dominating this mom stereotype, this mom persona. And so that's why everything's marketed towards them. But we also recognize that like direct consumer products are, I saw some reports at like 15, 20% over Black Friday. You know, that's a huge number of the direct to consumer stuff that's being bought. And so we are recognizing this shift, and we're seeing a lot of brands focus on the other parents that are involved, whether that's whatever the makeup of the family group is. And so if you can create a pack that works for mom, works for dad, works for, you know, whatever family dynamic that's happening, I mean, I think you're able to create this market or this side market. And you know, in general, the diaper bag market is so big that there's a piece for you know, fanny packs or sling bags or clutches. So, I mean, I think I went all the way around that question, but when I come back to it, I think it's just like these big players, these big like Bye-Bye Baby diaper bag players aren't really getting personalized. They're putting out these kind of let's try to make one bag for the masses and hope that that works. And what I'm trying to do is say that there are other people out there that, you know, deserve products that really fit their lifestyle and the experience that they want to have with their kids.
Yeah. No, and I agree wholeheartedly. And I guess I should have phrased it that way a little bit better too, it's just, we always market it to one like narrow, now I don't want to say narrow minded because that sounds wrong, bad too, but yeah. one pin focal point and think that that's where it's all coming from. But with our ever changing world, as you've said, there's all kinds of different types of families and different makeups of families and different needs and kind of catering to everybody, as opposed to, you know, maybe there's a diaper bag out there that has the diapers, but there's a great place to put, you know, like a clutch purse or a great place to put a makeup thing. You know, why not, you know, have it a little more geared and have options for folks that may not be in those situations, that may not use those different things. So,
yeah. And so, in general, like we surveyed a lot of parents, and in general, like, parents need the same things, like the necessities. Like maybe, you know, one parent wants to have this extra thing and that parent doesn't need it, and one parent needs a changing pad and the other parent doesn't really need it. But at the end of the day, like when you're out with a newborn, a toddler, I mean, you need a few diapers and you need some wipes. And you probably need, I mean, I think we were at like 90 to 95% of survey also needed water or a place for a bottle. But other than that, the only 100% across the board for everybody was diapers and wipes.
Wow.
So, you know, you create a little more space for keys and phone and the other things. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's like we're all doing the same thing when we're changing our kids.
Yeah, the needs, the necessary things and the needs that we need are going to be there across the board. Like you said, I
totally,
that's pretty neat to see though, that obviously it's not geared or lopsided on one side or the other. Well, this is going to be a chance for us to take a short break. Don't forget that the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can catch our podcast on their app, which you can download at the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store. So stick around after the break. We're going to talk more with Brad about the dad's, his dad's fanny packs. And bags, and we're going to talk a little bit about dad organization after the break. So stick around. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. We are here with Brad, and we're talking about the bags that his company is making, Dad's Fanny, and we're also talking about why they're so important and having a bag that's geared not only specifically towards one group of people, but we're also, I am curious to find out, since he is working in the bag business a little bit, an organizational aspect, is why do you think, you know, sometimes I don't think we're organized, but, or parents are always organized, but why do you think it's important to have the ease or the ability to be organized as a parent? Do you think that that's important?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's, it just makes life so much easier, right? Like we just got back a couple weeks ago from a Disneyland trip, and it was, you know, it's an ordeal. You take two kids, you're gone for, you know, 4 or 5 days. You know, you have car seats unless you're renting them. And if you're renting them, it's a whole nother thing. So you have car seats and strollers and, clothes, and it was supposed to rain. So you have rain gear. And, you know, I think as parents, you know, you have to do what's right for your family. But at the end of the day, I think that everybody, deserves a bit of organization when they're planning that type of stuff. So, you know, Dad's Fanny was specifically built around this quick outing, kind of short grab and go, just the necessities type piece. But, you know, there's this whole other idea of how do we organize the bigger picture? And I go towards travel, 'cause that's where my mind thinks about organization. There's obviously organization just in like day-to-day life. But travel is a huge one for me, like down to like, I know the two suitcases we use. I know how we pack it, the sides, you know, where we put the diapers. And I know that we'll run out of a certain amount of diapers, so we have a certain amount of room to bring stuff back. So, you know, it's a whole kind of ordeal for me and my family. And I know that everybody has their own ways, but, yeah, it definitely keeps our life, and the sanity of a trip in check when we have the ability to do that.
Yeah. So was that your first trip to Disneyland with the kids, or is that more than one?
No, actually we've been going, every December. So since our youngest was born, and gradually we've gone for longer and longer. And this time we actually bought season tickets. Now we're in New Mexico, but
right.
the price difference, like if you do the math and stuff, it makes sense where we'll break even if we do one more 4 day sometime next year. So, if we do two trips there, then great. You know, it's kind of, but yeah, I mean, you know, this time was different in that the forecast was a lot of rain. And so we had to figure out a whole another organizational structure of like, where do we put the rain gear? You know, how are we, if it's supposed to rain later in the day, like how do we pack the stuff to be prepared and ready to go? And, you know, it was actually really great because when it started raining, we were totally prepared and not a lot of other people were. And so they were leaving the park and we had the whole thing to ourselves, 'cause we had our rain gear, rain boots, we had a stroller cover. So it definitely worked out this time.
Yeah. Is there any hacks that you had for that? I mean, you were obviously prepared with was there any hacks for packing or anything that made it a little bit easier? I know you said you knew your suitcase, you knew where to put stuff, but is there anything that you do specific that maybe somebody could benefit from when they're packing?
Yeah. I mean, when I was packing, I think it was just all in one section, like understanding like that's where the rain gear was when we needed it. But the day of trip, I think the biggest hack is like, you know, if you're going on a trip, you have the stroller, make sure you have a great, like don't skimp on the stroller cover, because that's like your home base, right? Like everything that's under it is going to stay dry. So I think some people were like, you know, they'll get rain ponchos and boots and everything. And then they get back to their stroller and everything in it and on it is soaking wet. And so I would say don't skimp on that piece of it, because that saved us at Disneyland. I mean, obviously planning out like your day and where you're going to be and getting a locker is another kind of hack there. But definitely if you're going to Disneyland or one of the trips, like definitely be prepared with like a decent poncho and like know where it is and being able to like have it packed in the stroller is huge. Because I mean, I think at Disneyland, they wanted to charge like, I don't know, $30 for a trash bag or something. So
yeah, they definitely do. So, you know, before we kind of start closing this and closing out and get into our segment, a reoccurring segment, I do have one question for you. What's in your fanny pack, or your dad's fanny pack? What do you like to keep in there? Obviously we know there's the diaper and there's the wipes. Is there anything else that you like to keep in there?
Yeah. So in the inside, there's a back zipper pocket. And, you know, it's interesting because I think people use it for all different stuff. I use it for my cash. I put the cash back there because the front pocket, I have a space for cards, but, the inside pocket definitely for cash. The front pocket actually now
pouch on the back. Are you talking about?
No, like inside the main compartment, right. There's another zipper pocket on the back side. And it's kind of like a hidden one. And I put it there because occasionally my daughter will get into the pack and I know that that place is like extremely secure. So I'm not going to lose the cash.
Huh.
The other thing that I tend to do, with my pack is I actually use the water bottle holder sometimes for my daughter's jacket because I'm constantly having to carry it. And so I'll just string it through there and just let it hang there. And it's just like another hands-free option to do that. And so you can use that for more stuff. When we were at Disneyland, I had the bubble blower in there because obviously you buy it, the kids blow bubbles, and then you end up holding it for a while. So, I think, everybody kind of packs it differently. I put the diapers in the back and the wipes in the front because they're easier to get to for me. My sister actually does the opposite. The back cell phone pocket to me is clutch because it's just really easy to get to. And it's kind of elastic, so it's secure, but it's pretty easy to grab your phone out of. But yeah, I'm interested to see how you pack it up and there are purposes for the pockets and zippers, but if you organize differently, that's your prerogative for sure.
Well, I haven't had a chance to carry it around much yet, but my, with the holidays coming up and the quick trips everywhere, my parents live only a few miles away and my in-laws aren't that far. So it's definitely going to come in very handy when we have these short trips or if we're just taking a ride to walk around at the mall or whatever. It's going to be amazing. In the few times that I have used it and packed it for little Johns, it's been great. So I'm really excited to explore it a little bit more, and use it, and definitely, give my feedback to all of our listeners, because I can already tell you right now that if you don't have something yet for our listeners, go out and grab this. This is a great product for dads and parents out there because it's just convenient and it's quick. So that's what I love about it myself. So, we have a reoccurring segment here on the Dad Experience, things we can't wait to see through our children's eyes. Is there something that you're really excited about, or maybe you've already had the experience with your children that you get to relive with your kids, or just something you're excited to see and experience through their eyes and see how they react or, get into it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Christmas is a big one, like just experiencing that from a parent. I'll actually text with my dad normally and my mom the morning of Christmas. And most of the time, the conversation is around like the joy of seeing it from the parents' side. And, Christmas is exciting regardless, but that's something that just, for us and our family has been so, so amazing to do as a parent. I think the other thing is probably, I'm itching this year to get my daughter up on the slopes to just get some skis on. But I just remember as a kid, my dad used to have like the big VHS camcorder like filming us, which now it's a lot easier to do. I look back now and I think about probably how like excited and proud he was to get out and do something with his kids like that. I mean, it's an ordeal, and at the time I know it was like a huge investment to get. I had two older sisters, so the three of us out there. I'm excited to see that, and I may try to do it this year, but it may be a little too early, so maybe next year. But yeah, that it's there's so many joys just watching stuff happen as a parent. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's great. So what it was? So you said your oldest has not skied yet, or you have skied?
No, she hasn't skied yet. So we've done snow and sledding and stuff, and I haven't actually got her on skis. And there's a couple mountains that they'll take the conveyor belt up and stuff. And so I'm thinking about it. I think she may be ready. It's just a matter of logistics at this point.
I'm trying to figure out that age too. Like, we don't have mountains and stuff. We have some larger hills, but I'm definitely trying to figure out when it's right to take my oldest. So I'm still waiting on that, though. I still think she's a little young as well. I know my wife definitely thinks she's still a little bit young for her.
Yeah. It would definitely be more for me than her, I think, at this point. So that's definitely a good one of like looking at the parents, because selfishly that would be for me just to experience it,
and
I guess.
And really at their age, how long, you never know how long are they going to last out there. And like, I mean? So like, maybe a little bit older, and what kind of experience are they ever going to want to do it again? So it's just finding that sweet spot, I think, to just figure it out. So that's why I was curious if what age you're, so about five is what you're thinking? Almost five?
I think so. I've had some friends that, Northern New Mexico, there's a lot of skiing. And so I've had some friends take their kids out earlier. I'm kind of judging on her, like, when she gets on skates or ice skates, how coordinated she can be on the bike and stuff. And, you know, I think that's more of, I'm gauging on her, not on kind of this, right. this, what I see friends doing. So in general, I think she's probably capable, but you're right. It comes down to like, how long is she actually going to want to do that out there? And, so we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is your chance now, Brad. Let folks know how they can get your product and how they can get in touch with you and find you, as well as Dad's Fanny on social network or on the internet. You know, this is your chance to let the folks know. It'd be great for them to be able to find their way to your stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So dadsfanny.com is our website. And, you know, we do sell out of certain colors pretty quickly. And actually the beginning of next year, we'll have very limited runs of some really cool pattern fronts. So different textures and fabrics on the front, some vegan leather on the front. So we'll have some really cool stuff coming out at the beginning of the year, but all of our wax canvas bags are on there live right now for the holiday season. Dad's Fanny is where you can find us on Instagram as well. And actually for the Dad Experience podcast, we did, Dad Podcast, and you'll get 20% off. So, definitely share that in the post and, grab a Dad's Fanny, in the next few days, and you'll even get it before Christmas. So, yeah, that's where you find us.
We will definitely put all that stuff in our show notes and make sure that all that information is there so folks can get to your website and find it all and have direct access right directly from where they're listening to this run. So thanks again, Brad, for joining us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Really, really glad we got to talk.
Awesome. Take care.
Yeah. Don't forget the Dad Experience is part of Parents on Demand. If you have a question for me or maybe Brad or past guests, you can email us experienceanddad@gmail.com. You can also find us on most social network. Just search for the Dad Experience. And until next time, thanks for listening to the Dad Experience.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.